Well, we are back. Creator wanted us to make it back again. Wow, that was amazing. Well, we are back again. This is Luca Maino on Learn to Unlearn. I can't believe this. We are back. Steve, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Well, I was good. Really worried about you, though, but Andy started freaking out. I was a little freaking out, too, but we're on there.
I don't mind sharing a little bit of what happened on the show real quick, because everybody should know. I mean, I'm sitting there checking in at 1 o'clock. Everything's fine. Yeah, okay. And what happens with these urine bags that I have, you can't tell if they're too over full. You can't tell if they're folded or if they flip over or whatever. And it's one of those things. It happens in bed also at night. And, of course, the thing starts to rip, and it's just basically a wafer that's between you and the urine. I'll try not to be too gross about it, but anyway.
I thought you had a colostomy bag, though.
That's what it is. It's an ostomy bag.
I thought you had a colostomy bag.
Oh, no. That colostomy is gone a long time ago.
Okay.
I sent that to Chicago somewhere.
Okay.
No, I only have the urine bag for life. And
I see.
You know, you can curl it up in anything. You can pull it on anything. You know, uphill curve.
I didn't. The reason doesn't really matter. It's just at your back. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and it's amazing because, you know, computer was off at the same time as well. So it's like, oh, okay. You know, yeah, right. Anyway, things happen. And I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be among everyone. And I didn't even get the chance to open up the chat either. I can probably do that while I'm on with you. So I can
I thought you had the chat open at once.
Huh?
I thought you had chat open at one time.
Yeah, but I mean, everything happened so fast, I didn't get a chance to get ready.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So, chat.
I know it did.
Good, we got us loud and clear. Okay, so everybody's back. I got the chat up. Things are happening so fast. I mean, I'm getting into so many different things, and it's so hard to deal with. You know, on one side, it's your health. On the other side, it's stuff happening. You know, you were talking about that too, Steve. Help me out here. Just a minute.
You know what you can do?
You can talk while I go get my water, because I didn't even have a chance to go get that. I'll be right back.
I have had situations come up with 2 and 3 minutes to go for the show. I know all about it. It's called life, and it's called live radio. So, you know, I'm not really concerned about it.
Wow. I saw in the chat you were talking about, you know, how we're all hurting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's rough. And that's what they're feeding on. That's what they want. That's what the energies want. And that's what's so terrifying. And that's why
I don't think you know this story, but I have a cousin who has a son. He's about, I don't know, I think maybe close to 10 years younger than me. But when he was born, his mother neglected him virtually from day one.
Yeah.
Because his dad was in the army, and she wasn't able to handle a child by herself, just for whatever emotional reasons she had. But the boy ended up having to see a psychiatrist after a few years, and the psychiatrist told his grandparents, which had adopted him at that time.
Yeah,
and the psychiatrist said that people will feed upon negative energy just as quickly and easily as they will feed on positive energy. I mean, that, you know, yeah. you, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying there, but
of course I do. That's what I work on. That's what I love talking about. The bad and the good, the two wolves. We talked about that last week.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Well, enough of me. So let's go ahead and start your show.
No, we're doing it. The show has already started. I'd love to have you on more often. This is what we need. We need to bounce back. We just have to find a way not to interrupt each other and talk over each other, you know.
Okay.
But it's so important because the negative energies are feeding off of us something fierce. And I talk about that quite a bit with the vibrational energy chart that I use. Where 1,000, according to them, 1,000 is God consciousness, and 500 is where love starts. I always love talking about that. And most people operate under 500, maybe 400. You know, if zero is death, so we can imagine. And I have something on spirituality today as well. Speak of the devil.
You're going to be able to get all of your audio pieces up, or
well,
you normally have like 7 or 8 audio pieces, and you have a bunch of written stuff that you go off of.
I actually don't have that many audio pieces today at all. Frankly.
Yeah.
Simply because, you know, I wanted to talk about religion and spirituality mostly, and a lot about what you're talking about too. It's going to be pretty much because, and the importance of hair. Is a really, really big deal.
Hair?
H-A-I-R? Yes. H-A-I-R is right. For the Native Americans.
Oh, sure, and sure. For the Native Americans, yeah. It was considered part of their power.
Yeah, it's more than we think. And it can be part of yours, too. As soon as you know it.
Yep.
Very quickly, you have a bottle cap. And you need something sacred. You need a sacred object. Okay? Take the bottle cap. You just made the bottle cap sacred because you just declared it. It's up to you. You can a pen, a glass of water, anything. It's up to you. You decide. You declare it sacred, and that's how it works. So you can literally pray that way and live that way. And you know, I'm working on good energy. I'm working with good energies, and that's it. That's all. I don't want anything negative around me, and you can really make it work with that chart. I mean, I'm sharing stuff with you guys and girls every week, and I didn't even say hello to everybody in the chat yet. This is how scary this got. Hello, everybody in the chat, by the way. I miss you guys all week, you know. And this is what I'm fighting with. Like this morning was really, really difficult for me again, you know, and it wasn't that you're not in the love mode, like 500 and up, but you're constantly being pulled down. See, and if you're not balanced with the two wolves, the two wolves is so well said, you know, everybody says, yeah, I know. It's the one you feed, right? And it's like, No, it's not the one you feed. It's the one you feed the most.
Right.
Because people don't get it. People don't understand. They think, oh, yeah, you got to feed the good wolf, and you have bad and good in you all the time, working constantly, one against the other. And I've always said that it's the one you feed the most that wins. So this is what we're trying to do. So when you're having a really bad day like this morning, I mean, I knew it. I was my own psychiatrist, for God's sake. I knew what was going on. The bad energies are trying to pull you down. You're thinking of your family that you miss. You're thinking of, you know, if it's worse than death or what. Because I really wonder, and I talked about this with Annie before, and I'll talk about it with anybody that wants to talk about it. Because I don't know what's worse, having people that died and it's over and it's gone and you can't do anything about it, or having people that are living, like your own family, that will not talk to you anymore. They're just, it's like their death. And I don't know what's worse, personally. You talk to one person, yeah, they have the same problem with a couple of members of their family. Talk to another person, yeah, we got another problem in the family too. It's all over the place. And this is what they're counting on. So you know, here we are. We have to try to find our own energy by ourselves to pick ourselves up. And it's really hard. It's really, really hard. Be careful not to make an object an idol. No. It's not an idol. It's something that you're asking for in prayer. It's different. It's in Native American spirituality. I understand. No idol. No. So good point, though. And see, if you don't know that, that's what happens. See, people play with the Ouija board, right? You can buy a Ouija board anywhere. You know, you don't know what you're playing with, you know, and that's they catch you every time, every single time. And well, you don't know what you're playing, and then pretty soon you're...
There's a reason why they tell you not to play with the... it's beyond me why they still sell them, but they do.
Because they want you in the negative energy. They want you on the dark side. That's the whole thing. That's everything that's taking over now. It's all the dark. And the more you play with the dark, you know, the more you have the dark around you, it's amazing. That's what I love about that thing with the blood on the door that protected you. That is so cool. That analogy, even if it's just an analogy, it's so beautifully said because it'll, you know, the disease will go by. That's phenomenal. And I really believe that. That's the kind of power that we have. But see, we're not allowed to use that. We're not told about it for very good reason. And, you know, there's this huge, huge thing on Loxism now that I'm not ready to talk about this week, but that I'm getting into because I want to understand it more about how, you know, these different cultures that are put down or that are just obliterated. And it blows me away. Okay, let me see where that is. You're talking about different cultures, right? We always see those masks on people's faces. We always see, you know, the masks that the women have to wear. And wow, have I got news for people that are interested? Let me see. While I'm talking to you. Okay, I have to find it now. In India, they're showing different examples of what, you know, it looked like before the mask came, you know, and different examples of different cultures that, you know, what it looked like before the masks came, you know, before the face coverings came. Wow. And so I can't even find it. It's amazing what spirit does to you. It's amazing. You prepare it and you have it ready the whole time and it's not there when you want to go find it. It's always the same thing. Creator works that way all the time. Tricks you all the time. You think you're ready. No, you're not. Anyway, I've got the, it's too bad we can't share pictures because I have the real dress for Afghanistan, for Iran, for two types of dress in Algeria. None of this face covering stuff with the two eyes sticking out. You know, they changed that like they are changing everything in the Middle East, like they slaughtered the seven countries in 5 years. That's what I think, personally. And the more you look, the more you see that that's exactly what it is. And we have to have the courage to talk about truths and about stuff that comes up. Because that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. So I have all kinds of issues. I saw a moon somewhere. Yes, I wanted to say hello, moon. Everyone's journey. Oh, I love it. Everyone's journey is different. She says, "Talk on your own with positive influences and invite, and others may follow." Exactly. Like you can drop seeds along the way, right? And I'm trying to find a way to get my screen together. I can't believe this. It takes me about 15, 20 minutes at least to get ready on a normal show. And here all of a sudden, yeah, bag breaks, bang, you're gone. You're doing all kinds of stuff. Running. See how good you are, Luca, at not panicking. Right. Well, I have some really good vibes to share with everybody today. Some, you know, different ideas and different flavors, I guess we could call them, Let me see. And I think Steve, if Steve's going to be joining me, he can actually see the pictures with me as we talk about them.
You don't have any pictures up right now, but.
No. No. But I have this one up right now. and in a sea of blackbirds, you're the only orange one.
Well, that's yellow, actually.
No, we're going to argue. Okay, we're going to argue about color, about color tint. No, no, it's not. It's orange for me. Oh, you know what? I have three different monitors, and they look like, yeah, okay, you're right. It is yellow on the third monitor. You're right. They're all different color.
I'd say, dark, yeah.
Dark orange, light orange, yellow. Oh, look at that. Well, okay, so you're a really weird color along the black ones, you know? And that's what we have to do. And the picture before that shows one person in front of a sea of people. A sea of people, as far as you can see. And he says to them, yes, you are all wrong. I've told that before. This is the courage we're going to have to work on. And I'm realizing it. Because, you know, Steve, I don't know if you know anything about the energies. There's that one person on Facebook that always talks about energies and frequency vibrations. And I'm really not familiar with that too much. But the resonances and the earth fluctuations. Okay.
The Schumann resonance?
Yes. And that's going crazy recently.
Yeah.
And I forget her name. Raylene Short, I believe her name is on Facebook. And she's good at it, you know. And she, I see
don't
the
know
white
her.
And the red, and you know, it's like it's going nuts according to her.
I don't know her particularly.
So that means that there's energies bombarding the planet at the moment, and I do believe that. So I mean, we can safely say that that's what it is. And people that don't have their skeet together, they literally freak. I mean, we will see people freak, literally, just freak out or just panic. Or, I mean, I've seen a couple of my neighbors already just go bananas for certain things, or, you know, I think something's happening with the energies anyway. So we'll leave it there, because I'm working on myself and I'm finding it really hard. I'm pretty proud of the work that I've done on myself, and I'm finding it difficult. So I can imagine how other people are taking it, you know. So where are we? My computer wants to screw around with me too. Don't you know it? Don't you love it? Recently, it's been really hard for Annie, and we talked about this last week, about the passing of a special person in your life and how hard it is. And I wanted to touch on that as well in the beginning of the show, because of empathy, I guess, because of how I feel for her and for everybody that's lost someone. It has to be said, because if it isn't said, nobody's going to know, right? It's just like throwing seeds, like Moon was just saying. And I just want to let people know that my heart goes out to people that have lost loved ones, close ones, friends. I mean, you're hearing these beautiful songs that Annie's playing for friends and loved ones that she's lost. And, you know, we've all lost loved ones as well. And it's a difficult life. But if you remember what Laura El Borno said, straight out of Gaza, she said that, you know, out of all what's been, not having one free day in their life for the last 75 years. And there's this young girl that we heard last week talking about how they still love their life. It's amazing. You know, being brutalized like that. And we think we have it hard here. You know, being bombarded like that, hearing the sirens as a regular thing. I wish I had known from the beginning that I was born a strong man. What a difference it would have made. I wish I had known, you know, that I was born a courageous man. I'm saying man because it's written for a woman, but I want to prove a point. I have spent so much of my life cowering, having many conversations. I not only would have started, but I would have finished if I would have known and possessed what I know now, like a warrior's heart. I wish I had known that I was born to take on the world. But you know what? There's something about I wish, and I'm not even using the meme itself to prove a point. What I'm saying, I want to derive from the meme, because everybody says I wish. And I learned a really good lesson early on about wishing. You know, I wish that. As soon as you say, I wish, you take everything away from what is. As soon as you say, you know, I wish it's too bad that, or I really regret that. And that's another thing that Leo Buscaglia, one of my mentors, he always says, always, you know, don't live your life so you never regret anything. So at the end of your life, when you look back, you don't say, I wish I would have done that, or I could have done this better, or, you know. The weight of grief is a really amazing statue or a sculpture of a person bent over, keeling over, down on their knees, keeling over in pain. And it's made out of rocks. And the rocks are held together by pieces of wire in the shape of the person bent over like that. So it's a person full of rocks like that. Amazing artist Céleste Roberge, the person's name is, found a good way to convey a physical feeling of grief in that statue. And I always use that statue. It's funny because I always cut the top off, and I always use that statue to say, that's what you feel like when you're on Big Pharma, on Big Pharma pills. Yeah. There's one thing that I'm having a real problem with, too, recently, with all the feelings that I'm having, since we're being honest and straightforward, is anger. I'm having a really, really hard time with that, because the more we find out about what life is like, the more we find out about what's going on, about what the elite are doing, or the cabal, or whoever, whatever you want to call them, you know, you get really, really angry. And if you're an empath, it's like it'll tear you apart if you're not careful. Not only that, but you really feel like you're not doing enough, like you're not doing anything.
I got something I could share for a minute or so.
Yes, please.
Quite early, the first about 3 years I was doing this, I had a bunch of mothers all over the country and all over the world, actually, that were one of their stories told in about the court system, CPS, and the court system. Mm. And it got to a point where I couldn't, I was, you know, I wanted to kill people and I wanted to commit suicide, and I just had to stop doing them type of things. I just couldn't help these women anymore. Yep. Get their stories out.
Yeah.
Because it was so angering.
Oh, yeah. And imagine if it's your own child, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, wow. I don't have children, but yes.
Mm. Good grief. And I lived it with CPS Tennessee. I lived it en direct, in French they say, live, you know, in person. I lived with it. And in a situation where you think, you know, you fall in love with the woman, and well, you probably did, but she has three teenage daughters and you have to become the stepfather through CPS. Oh, I found out what it's like. Oh, did I ever? And the judge on the bench is being investigated for embezzlement. I think I shared that before. The lawyers are sleeping with each other on both sides of the aisle. Oh, yeah. You know, so with everything, like if people are really good at compartmentalizing, right? You look at that, for example, CPS. Okay, there's a good example. everything you look at, like this section right here, that we're going to get into on the bioweapons very, very quickly, because I just want to say a few things on it. It's crazy. Errol Weber from Instagram, it looks like. I think he says nobody just suddenly dies mid-game on a soccer field or mid-song on stage or mid-speech on a radio show for no reason. And we all know exactly what's causing it. Okay, see, and there's the anger again, right? We know exactly what's causing it. Yeah, Luca does. Bioweapons. Oh, Luca, you might even, you know, well, the more you research, the angrier you're going to get, right? Oh, but we can't impose our experience on other people. Uh-huh. We can't do it in anger. So I touched on that last week, and I'm just still there because it's like, wow, you know, you have to really, you know, there's nobody's perfect. You know what I mean? And what do you do when you just, when you need, you know, like when your gas tank goes down, you know, you're always helping everybody with everybody else's gas, filling up their tank. What happens when yours goes down? So that's another one of my difficulties. And I'm also wondering, Steve, while you're with me, I mean, you know, why is it that some of us can see what is going on in the world and others can't? You know what I mean? It's like we're playing in a video game.
It's
I can't
fear.
Believe it.
It's fear.
Wow. You know, or they're just not, you know, they're not.
Well, you know,
I don't think there's nobody that
they also
doesn't know.
They also don't believe that they can do anything. I know everybody, I wouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people, most everybody has heard the term, what can I do? I'm just one little guy. My voice isn't going to be heard, but it would be, and it will be.
Oh, and you can look at the farmers. Look at Germany right now. Look at what they're doing. There's a reason why the media is not talking about it. See, but I just find it so mind-blowing, and I just need to share it as much as I can on the airwaves for people that might be listening to this show for the first time today. We never know. It's amazing that, you know, people just can't see what you see. And then once you do see, you can't go back. Forget it, right? And that's the thing.
Correct. And you've also, most everybody's probably heard the term, well, you can't fight City Hall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can. If you want something bad enough, you can.
See, and then there's that level. Then there's a level on top of that that says, well, go talk to your representative. The level on top of that says the representative won't do anything. You know, he's not even going to read what you do or what you do right. If you're lucky, the secretary might. It's like voting. I don't buy it. And I can't even talk about it on my show. I can't even talk about politics per se on the show, like politicians, because of that. It's so retarded. And everybody seems to be agreeing with me in the chat every time we talk about it. You know? Yeah, every single trial, it's like, you know, oh yeah, and that last one with, what's his name? And his wife, oh my God, from the pirate ship, what's his name?
Which pirate ship?
What?
Which pirate ship?
That guy that plays the pirate.
Oh, Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp and his wife were in the court, and both of them had the same tie with the insect logo on it. An insect, like a little bug, like a little clip. And it shows that you're a Freemason. That's what it means. They both had it on.
Yeah,
and the person who's not a Freemason loses, apparently.
That also tells me that you're on the same page, too.
Can you imagine?
Well, they were actors. They were acting out a little play.
You know, and the more you see, listen to this one. This is the French one that I'm going to try and translate. The sheep is scared of the wolf its whole life. But it's the sheep herder that eat him, that's going to eat him. There you go, right? So we never know what's coming, you know, but being a sheep is just, Well, anyway, I'm really amazed at it because I know it's a lot of it has to do with DNA. I just don't know what I'm talking about, so I can't really talk about it. I know it has to do with DNA, the person you are. Where does your, you know, your level of integrity, you know, where does that come from? You know what I mean? Like your, what kind of person are you going to become? The conscious level that you have or that you're, I don't know, all these boundaries that I'm setting for myself. I'm like, no, I'm definitely not the same as Tom, Dick, and Harry next door. So there's something different, and that's what really triggers me. It's like, wow, you know, I wish we had more people like that. Plus the fact that I'm swimming in it every day of every week. I really admire the truth of life, of time, because time always reveals everything that everybody should know about everybody. I notice that. Time always does that. Here's Luca, you know, with his heart in Germany, you know, but he doesn't want to bother everybody about Germany all the time. Well, Luca starts to find stuff that he never found before on Germany, you know, and maybe next week we'll talk about it.
Oh, speaking of Germany, you didn't get a chance to see the thing I sent you before the show.
No, no. No, I didn't. Why? What's that?
It's something about a Cyclone B.
Ah. Okay. No.
So you'll have to watch it after the show then.
Yeah. See, all that, I'm finding out that we've been lied to about everything. The Cyclone B leaves a trace of blue everywhere, and there was no blue traces of on any walls in Auschwitz. There's everything you look at. There's so many different things that just don't work. Okay. It turned out that it was because of what the Allies had done, blowing up the routes and blowing up the railroad and all that. That's why they ended up having problems and deaths in the camps. If they had any, right? Because they weren't death camps. They were work camps. Okay. And I'm going to get into that sometime. But not yet, because that's not my rabbit hole right now. My rabbit hole is finding out how it happened. And everybody's talking about Benjamin Friedman's 1961 speech that I would like people to hear if you haven't heard it already. Because in Benjamin Friedman's 1961 speech at the hotel, I forget what the name of the hotel is, he literally says what the Zionists did. Okay. So why does Luca all of a sudden just fall on it? See, this is what I mean. You're on a path. You're thinking about something. This is what happened to me 2 days ago. Okay. I'm thinking about maybe my ancestors. Maybe I felt I wasn't doing enough for, you know, you're always after yourself anyway. And he even thinks that she doesn't do enough. So you're after yourself. All of a sudden, right in your face on TikTok for about 2 or 3 seconds, long enough for you to see it once, you see something and it said Benjamin Friedman. You know, I wish people would research Benjamin Friedman, because I'm sick of this lack of knowledge about World War II and how stupid people are using the N-word all the time. And then bang, it's gone. It's like finding the cure to cancer and then losing it. If there was such a thing, right? That's because cancer is man-made.
What do you mean, if?
Yeah. You know, okay. So I'm proof of that cure to cancer. But it's like if you're onto something, it'll work for you every time. So it's the same thing with me. I'm really, really troubled, and I really want to learn more. And you know that saying, be careful what you wish for. You may get it. So I get the Benjamin Friedman MP3. Okay, so I'm listening to it on YouTube. And then I go, I would like to read it. I would like to have the text. So I go to Google. I have the text in front of me that I saved. There you have yourself listening to the MP3 while you're reading the text. That's twice as powerful. So I saved the text and I blackened out the parts that darkened the parts that I want to share with whoever's interested. If you want to talk about it next week, like I said, it's phenomenal stuff, and you can't make this up. And a lot of the speech is missing, but it's there, you know. See, everybody's got questions. This is my point. You can't even dream of having an answer if you don't know what happened before. And it's exactly the same entity. It's international Zionism doing all the damage. You heard it from King Faisal that also got assassinated in what, 1975, I think it was? I shared that too, because you're not allowed to say that. Oh, okay. Well, I said it. I don't mind going with that. If that's the last thing that I would say, I would. And it's scary, the guts that you develop when you tell the truth. My family doesn't know what to do with me anymore. So I hope you guys and girls are enjoying the show just as much as any other one. I'm sorry we had a turbulent start. My apologies on that. I have a really good one that I want to share too. It's kind of a mellow, you know, I don't want to get angry and I don't want to start talking about big things. This show, I just wanted to relax a little bit, make myself feel better a little and share a little bit about how I'm feeling and talk about, you know, something like the silence, you know, the silence around you. The silence around you. Listen to this. This is from Lion in the Stars. I'm going to try and read this properly. The silence around you, it isn't the calm before the storm. It's the silence that comes from victory in battles fought in the realm, in this realm and beyond. You stayed true to yourself. I can say that to every single one of the people on here right now because I know them. I know you guys. I know your hearts. I know your intentions. You kept your intentions pure. That's the next line. You didn't feel the need to defend yourself because Spirit said, I got you. God said, I got you, you know. Keep walking in your purpose. I know it feels foreign to not hear and to feel the energetic noise, but you deserve to experience this peace. You deserve these wins. And now you can hear the messages from Spirit with new clarity. The whispers in your heart of the magic that accompanies this victory. There's something special about that because the Apache have always said that silence is sacred. Right when you're a little child, right from you can learn from practically any story of any Apache or any of the tribes around that area, like Geronimo especially. The first thing you're taught as a child, as an Apache child, Bedonkahe in his case, that's where his tribe was, was. He learned how to be still. That's what they call it, be still. Remember I told you that on a couple of shows too, about being still, about being quiet, about surrounding yourself with nothing. It's like meditating. A lot of people will say, it's a waste of time. You're not doing anything. It's not productive. You're not making money. You know, that's what's coming. And I really believe that the people who are afraid of that are the ones that are going to have the most difficulty, believe it or not. And I'm not even afraid of it. And I'm already having difficulty with what I'm feeling and what the energies I'm picking up. It's you can't deny anything anymore is what I'm getting. You can't say, oh, that doesn't exist. You know, oh, that's not true. You can sure as heck say you don't want to face it. And that's more truthful than anything. But you can't say it doesn't exist. So I really think that government is doing that deliberately as well, or the powers that be, because the more you're dependent on them and the more you're occupied and the more you're playing video games or the more you're doing what you're not supposed to be doing, the less you'll be able to deal with what's going to happen when you don't have anything. You know, the government gives you everything and then threatens to shut it off. What are you going to do? You know, comply. It's very well thought out. They're really, really good at what they do. There's a picture of a beautiful tree trunk and the roots coming out. And it says, for the first 40 to 60 million years that wooden trees were in existence, they were not biodegradable. Wood did not decompose until a fungus learned how to make it rot. I didn't know that. That sounds true to me. It reverberates with me because I'm into nature a lot, as you know. So everything changes. And there's a way of being the most specially sensitive person on the planet and also to be able to separate yourself from everything. It's amazing. That's called perfect balance. And I'm far from it for the time being. I'm like, yeah, right. A lot of work to be done here. And it's okay. So it's a work in progress, right? Life is beautiful. It's the system that's ugly. I shared that before, and I really wanted to hammer that in because life itself is magical. And there is the anger again. That's what the anger comes from, because you know life could be so beautiful. The heat of the sun, you know, the buzzing of the insects around you, you know, the birds flying by and saying hello, the little gentle wind on your face, you know. You're missing all that if you're worried about paying bills, if you're worried about, you know, everything. It's so sad. We're letting other people or other entities take our energy away from us is what it is. And if I stop talking, don't stop talking like that, I'm going to miss the break. So I got to be careful for that. I wanted to.
Well, you're actually past it right now.
Did I? Oh, okay. Okay, well, before the break, I'm going to talk about the Mississippi River. How would you explain what you're looking at, Steve? I would say that the Mississippi River and its tributaries, okay, this is how important water is to life. Okay, we know it comes in, it ends at New Orleans, right? And goes into the Gulf. You're uh-huh. talking coming up way, way up in Canada, as far across as the Four Corners, as Colorado, down as far as into Texas, up as far as Chicago, and up to the other areas, close to the other lakes. It's incredible. And after saying that, I always like to say one drop of that dirty oil will ruin a 10,000-gallon water tank. One drop. So you can imagine how polluted it already is. And I can do this. I'm not nervous. No. You know, you got to learn. What was it? You got to learn to calm down. That's what that song was for I don't know how long. Yeah. We'll be right back after this message from TLBTalk.com, where we all should be.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And we're back again. And this is the second part of the one-hour show that we have. And I have the pleasure of being with Steve. I love thinking that somebody just tuned in for some reason. I don't know why. I love saying that. Just so I can introduce Steve again. Woohoo!
Well, you could just say, just in case somebody just joined us, you're Steve again.
There you go. Yeah, say it every 10 minutes. I don't have any energy either at the moment, besides the fact that I almost My heart rate went to the stroke level a few minutes before anyway. Yeah. Have you people ever looked and seen trees hugging each other? It's really cool.
Oh, in that picture there?
Yes. Yeah. And there's amazing pictures of different trees that are hugging.
Well, there's scientists out there that say trees have the ability to communicate with each other and other parts of nature.
Yes. Through mycelium, they're saying, underground. Underground is another world that we have no understanding of. Mm-hmm. We have no comprehension of at all. You have trees, and I kid you not, one tree next to a tree trunk, the tree is going to give the mycelium underground more energy to give to that tree trunk so that they help keep that tree trunk alive. And then pretty soon you see a little sprout coming out of the tree trunk. Huh? So I wanted to give a shout out about that. And there's a tribe in India that learned how to train the roots of big trees to create natural suspension bridges that can span over 100 feet and last like 500-600 years. And it's not us teaching nature. No, we got to get rid of that. We got to get rid of that pretension that we have. It's not at all, you know, you see people go, oh, that dog is so smart. You know, that dog is more compassionate than you'll ever be in your entire life. Okay. It's the opposite. We're the ones that don't have any compassion or empathy. You look at animals and how they treat each other, or nature, how nature treats its own. It's too bad you can't see this, because there's another in my tree segment. There's another beautiful picture of a lining of trees with dark brown, it's dark brown bark, and they're lined up, and it's dark yellow. Or is that orange, Steve? Are you going to say that's orange?
No, it's dark yellow.
I think
it's dark yellow.
Dark yellow. And there's somebody walking through it, and it's gorgeous. It's like a beautiful dome going over you. You know, and that's something else that I felt when I would walk through trees that have that canopy over you. You feel protected. You feel loved. I do anyway. Or if you're building structures, you build around the trees. Like if you build a wall, you make the holes for the trees and you make the hole bigger so that the tree can grow. That's a picture that I also shared. So you don't disturb, you know, like we're all living beings, right? All of creation, everything breathing and living has a spirit. Like we can't say that animals and plants don't feel. We know they do, and it's the humans that have lost our place in it, is what it is. A sign of intelligence, it says, is an awareness of one's own ignorance. There you go. You know, it's not my show, and I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to say this, and it's like, you know, how much can my audience teach me? Yeah, see, Annie, we're saying the same thing. That's what I'm talking about. I call it creator, you call it God. It's the same thing. God created everything. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, we're no different. We were created with them, with everything else. And it's like, according to what the Native Americans say for the last 10,000 or more than that years, they say that humans are the ones that forgot the universal language. A long time ago, it was one universal language, and everybody got along. Everybody talked. Everybody knew each other. Everybody, and we were the first ones, apparently, to lose that connection. So it's all parallel. It all works out in the wash, anyway. And I always say that my definition of intelligence is to be able to get uncomfortable and to be able to entertain things that you don't agree with. I'm getting a little concerned, and Steve is helping me, making sure that I am up to date on everything. The WEF are claiming that conspiracy theorists who question, quote, experts, unquote, are more dangerous now than terrorists. I think we know why.
Yeah. That's, I mean, they have to, they have to try to silence us somehow because we're being too effective.
Exactly. You know, and I can't believe how stupid it was when we saw it. The president pointing the finger, President Biden pointing the finger and you know, probably wasn't even him, and saying, you know, we're losing patience with the unvaccinated. We're losing patience with you. And then how did he say that? He called that the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying the people were dying because of us waiting to get into the hospital because we were oh my God. Right.
Well, we were, there was lines waiting to get into the hospital for the nurses to get done with their TikTok videos, I guess.
Yeah. See, and at some point, if everybody wants, it's apparently not even him, Annie. Apparently, the real Biden died 2 or 3 years ago, from what I'm understanding. It's ridiculous.
I think so, anyways. Did I send you all that?
Yeah, you see him with that fold on his neck that looked like a freaking mask that he didn't put on properly. Yeah,
a couple of them.
Perfect, like, puppet for the elite.
Two or three folds on his neck, yeah. Whoever's neck that is.
Just like Trudeau. How can you, you know... I think that's one of the things that just had
did
me
you hear
get
what,
out of Canada.
Did you hear what went on? I don't know what it was. A hockey game maybe or something? It was just seemed like a few hundred people in the background. Joe Rogan was listening to it and somebody else. They were saying, F Trudeau, F Trudeau, F Trudeau.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a joke about Trudeau, and I'm going to say it to you guys on your network, okay? It's not swearing, but it's really cute. In French, when you want to say waterhole, okay? Waterhole, listen carefully, Annie. Waterhole is Trudeau, T-R-O-U, and then space D apostrophe E-A-U, which is water, a hole of water. So it sounds like Trudeau. But, of course, his name is said Trudeau. It's not Trudeau. So, you know, you get a different pronunciation, but it's funny. You know, I mean, dressed in Muslim, okay? People, think. Dressed in Muslim, hello? And you're living where? Okay? Just that. One picture of him dressed in the red Muslim outfit is like satanic to the hilt. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a puppet. Exactly what Annie said. It's a puppet for the elite. You know, and you can't be strong. Remember that line that I was saying? Lions cannot be, what's the word? Sheeps? Sheep can be, I forget the word. Sheeps can be tamed or something or quieted down or I forget what the word was, but lions can't be, you know. So that's why, you know, that's why they had to destroy masculinity. Right? Because a real man wouldn't have allowed what's going on. Like we are, like we're just, they'll pass about what now? What did I miss in the chat? It says I'll pass.
And you said screw Trudeau. Or no, cute. I'm sorry. Screw Joe Rogan. That's what she said.
My goodness.
Well, probably yeah. Trudeau too.
See, and Annie's one of the people that are really, really teaching me a lot. And I'm not saying this to you know, be nice or anything. I'm saying it because it's true. Annie knows a lot of stuff about politics and she knows a lot of stuff about music, which is what I'm into. So we talk a lot and it's, you know, I'm learning a lot from every one of you. I don't know how you want to explain this one, Steve. This is a picture. It looks like a billboard that says Build Back Better. And all you're seeing is a sea of garbage and tents. Like homeless.
Uh-huh.
I think that's fair enough to leave that there.
Well, I just seen something this morning. I think it was Kentucky is about to pass some sort of a law. Mm-hmm. It was a southern state, one or the other. They're about to pass a law that will make it pretty much illegal for someone to be homeless and for them to outright kill somebody if they try to.
Oh, here we go.
Resisted or something.
Yeah, and you know what? You want to hear the hypocrisy of humanity? tell me if I'm wrong, and I'll be the first one to admit it. But when you say that it's a felony to leave your dog out in the cold, what's the first thing you think of? What about humans in the cold? Oh, homelessness is normal. But it's a felony to leave your dog out in the cold. Okay, just checking. You know what Laura Alberno talked about last week? How Israel treats us like animals. She said they call us animals, which they do. What did they call the Indian? Right? You remember the signs, Steve? The signs in the restaurant doors or windows saying no Indians allowed or dogs? I do. We have a problem with medicine. I'm going to kind of buzz around all over the place because we're getting close to the end of the show. I really have good memes that make a lot of sense. I wanted to talk a little bit about spirituality versus religion, but we'll see how it goes. The person who takes medicine has to recover twice. Once from the disease and once from the medicine. I could do a whole hour show on that. Oh, my goodness. That's William Osler, M.D. William Osler, O-S-L-E-R, M.D. The person who takes medicine must recover twice. Sorry, I like saying things twice because the second time I say something, it sounds different for some reason. And it's really true. See, so Steve's getting me going. He's sending me stuff too.
It's the article that I just mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm proof that two things. I'm proof that healing naturally is not good, and they don't like it, and I'm in trouble with them. Steve is just showing us right now with that article that you're homeless. Oh, no, that's not going to be allowed either. Everything that they gave us, they gave us cancer. No, we're not allowed to heal naturally. They gave us life the way it is. I know it's a choice, and that's a hard one. That's a whole other show. But I know it's a choice to be homeless or not to be. But, they're putting importance on absolutely everything else but the most important things for us. It's so obvious now, infrastructure, health, healthcare, everything. Everything, and they're doing it on purpose. And leaving the borders open, I'm sorry. That's another reason why I won't talk about politics, because the way I feel about Mayorkas would be illegal to talk about on this show. I wouldn't be allowed to say what I want to say about him. And that's just about the border, okay? Because I know what he's doing. And a lot of people better than me know what he's doing. And it's infuriating. It's absolutely, and there you go. You could talk about that all the time, and then people would be sick of you talking about that. So I have to be careful and move around a lot so I don't say, well, yeah, Luca, you're talking about, Germany a lot and World War II a lot, So I'm trying to really be fair. The inhale. Okay, first I'm going to say that absolutely everything is sacred. Just like I said with the Apache, remember, everything is sacred. You want to hear what everything is, according to Luca and this meme here? It's really cool. The inhale, the exhale, the grief, the grace, the breakdown, the breakthrough, which is what happened to me pretty much on the time when my urine bag broke, the hurt, the healing, the despair, the delight, the aloneness, and the aliveness, literally alive with other people or whatever, the love and the loss, the beauty, the betrayal. Everything is sacred. I don't have to go through the whole list. Everything that you feel is important for your life, and it's going to make sense later on. And it's like you're walking a path. It really amazes me how, every single day can be different from the next. I used to be really amazed, and I keep forgetting to talk about it because I keep thinking about it almost every time I wake up. But if anybody can answer me to this one, I'd appreciate it. And you can write it in the chat too. What makes waking up one day different than waking up another day? Like, you'll wake up one day and you'll be full of pep. You'll just jump out of bed and you'll feel really, next day you wake up, let's say you don't feel good. You know, you didn't sleep well. Like, you know, it's amazing. There's so many different things. It's never the same. And I know it's atmospheric pressure. I know it's a lot of it has to do with the weather around us and stuff, but I find it fascinating how your mind works. Your mind can literally play games on you. And that's what I'm learning big time. And because the empaths try to help other people, Annie in particular that I know so well now, we try to do things for other people and we sell ourselves short by doing that. If you're a giver, remember to learn your limits because the takers don't have any. Okay. But we're not talking takers. We're talking, I'm talking specifically for, you know, doing stuff for other people. Even if you know that they need it and you know that you can help, just be aware that you can't run on an empty tank. I have a beautiful meme from Jim Morrison that I want to share. And you know, it's a two-liner. You know what he says? I love a man who wears his soul on his face. And he's looking right at the camera. It's really cool. I like a man who wears his soul on his face. Huh? So a student came up to Bruce Lee one day and he says, "You teach me fighting, but you don't talk about peace. How do you reconcile the two?" And Bruce Lee beautifully replied, "It's better to be a warrior in a garden than be a gardener in a war." And Steve, I even remember I was talking on this show about, this is a true statement also, and it's verified. You could probably find it. You know, the Allies at one point, they were going, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." They were talking to Hitler and they were saying, "Yeah, right. You know, for a guy who wants peace, you sure the hell are arming yourself, aren't you?" And you know what he said? He didn't even flinch. He said, "I'm arming myself because there are people that don't want peace."
Uh-huh.
"I'm arming myself because there are people that make money on war and we do not want..." How many peace... over 25. I heard 29. I've seen 23, so I'm guessing around 29. 29 times, separate times to France, to Britain, pleading for peace in different ways to avert war. Right. We'll get into that some other time. So with people, I have my quandary. I have, what's this? It's going to be a test next Tuesday, people. Take note for this. Write this down. We're going to have a test next Monday. Okay, next Monday. What is the trick to caring? What is the trick to caring about everyone? And not, you know, losing yourself in it, or maybe the other end, not acting stuck up and being an ego, an ego-blasting idiot, right? What is the secret? What's the trick to care about everyone? How do you do it? And I have a very short-lined meme that gives me the answer, right? Because it really helped me this morning while I was thinking about the show as well. The trick is to care about everyone while not caring what they think. Isn't that cool? Just completely separate yourself from what they think. And Avatar the movie told me that, but I didn't see it deep enough. See, and this is exactly what you have to do. Just you're living your life the best you can. You're doing the best that you can, and you know you are. The rest isn't important.
Well, you know, Luca, it's not so much about not caring what people think about you. It's being able to get over what people think about you to still do this.
Or not letting it affect you.
There you go.
There you go. It's not letting it affect you.
It's an uneducated emotion towards you.
Yeah. And you know what they say? If people have something to say about you and if they're pointing their finger, not only do they have three pink fingers pointing back at them, but they have the mirror put up.
Well,
because when they're yelling at you, the first person who yells loses the argument.
It also has to do with the old parable. He who has a glass house shall cast the first stone.
Ooh, there you go. Oh, wow. Good one. Yeah. So we're learning, you know, and this, I don't want my shows to be an ego trip. I really don't. I want them to be something special for people and, you know, for you, the listener, for the people in the chat, for Annie, you know, I'm not here for a good time. I'm here for a long time. And you know, sometimes I can't see the chat getting into an uproar against something I said. I can't see that happening, but sometimes we might get a few disagreements, you know, but, long-term is so important for me because, it never worked out for me, in the music business. Okay. Being in a band, bass player was married and he'd go somewhere with someone. Lead singer was married and he'd go to his room and call his lady, you know, and the other two were, you know, single. One was single and one was interested in a girl in every province there was. And I would just go back to the room. And there's actually one waitress. I think I even said this on my show before. There's one waitress that knew me for 15 to 20 years. Because we kept playing the same bar over and over again in that area where I was living for that long. And she had never seen me go home with someone else. She never saw me go home with, you know, one of those one-nighters. Oh, those women that sit in the front row and they look at you and cross their legs or open them, whichever, right? No. The short-term pain of accepting the truth and dealing with it is better than the long-term pain of believing an illusion. How's that? It sounds like a good plan for me. Don't confuse my hatred of the hyper wealthy for jealousy over what they have. Oh, I love this one.
We only got about a minute left here, Luca.
Robert Lyra, okay. And he says, I don't want a six-figure sports car. I don't want a 40-room mansion or a gold leaf truffle or anything like that. What I want is equal distribution of wealth so that everybody can be happy and it can be supported. You can support an infrastructure, you know, of all people having basic survival needs, right? It's not too hard to do. We can do it. And if you're good at anything, please do what I'm doing, grab a microphone and start talking because that's what we need. We need people to help teach us how to get over everything and make everything work and love one another again, right? Because it sounds silly, but that's what we have to strive for. And I want to thank everybody in the chat for being there. And thank you everybody for listening. And thank you to Annie for having me as well and running after me. Cute. And I was not available. Trust me, I'll be laughing about that for quite a while, but not right now. And thank you to everyone for supporting me and for supporting the show. And we'll see you next week at the same time. And hopefully my bag won't bust. That'll be cute. We can talk about that for forever now. Thank you so much, everyone, and be safe.